Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. 12 to 24-year-olds make up the biggest chunk of frequent moviegoers in North America. But what do they get to watch? Superheroes, spaceships, slashers, and rom-coms. Rare indeed is the serious movie about them. So this week, I'm looking at some good new movies about youth. There's two Irish lads looking for cocaine, Germans in Denmark digging for landmines, and an Aboriginal man in Quebec facing his deeds. Land of Mine, written and directed by Martin Zonfleet. Okay, it's Denmark, May 1945, victory in Europe, and the hated German soldiers are force-marched back across the border. But they left Denmark a gift, thousands of landmines planted along pristine beaches. They thought the Allies would be invading there, not in Normandy. So hard-ass Sergeant Rasmussen, played by Roland Möller, is called in to supervise a cleanup of the beaches using German POWs. They put them there. They're the ones who put them there, so they should be the ones to get rid of them. It's a simple process. Sweep off the sand, unscrew a bolt, defuse the landmine. Then move on to the next one. But do it wrong, you get blown up. So you do it right and you get sent home once the entire beach has been cleared. And that's when you'll get to eat again. No point in wasting food on Nazi POWs, they say. So what Rasmussen doesn't expect is that these so-called soldiers are just boys pulled off the farms and remote villages at the end of the war. Kids like innocent identical twins Ernst and Werner, played by Emil and Oscar Bolton, who still hold hands to feel safe. Ernest Sebastian in his paisley scarf, played by Luis Hoffman, and even the bitter Helmut, played by Joel Bossmann, who considers himself in charge of this ragtag unit. Can they keep up the morale even as they see their friends exploding all around them? And can hard-hearted Sergeant Rasmussen ever feel for these boys that are his prisoners? Land of Mine is a touching, high-tension war drama based on a true story. And you can't help but feel for these poor kids forced into this horrible situation. I cried watching this movie. It's a real tearjerker, and it addresses long-hidden war guilt on the part of allies. But it's also very manipulative, with Germans as the innocent victims and Danes as their cruel oppressors just days after the end of World War II. The Young Offenders, written and directed by Peter Foote. It's 2007 in Cork, Ireland, and two 15-year-olds, Connor and Jock, played by Alex Murphy and Chris Whalley, are schoolmates. They're inseparable with the same tracksuits, same haircuts, same zits. They even share the same underwear. So shorter one, Connor, works in a fish shop with his single mom, where Jock, the taller one, lives with his dad, an abusive drunk. He earns money as a bike thief and is known as Fake Billy. He wears a realistic rubber mask that looks just like the real Billy, a dangerous local hood. So Jock and Connor aren't particularly smart or good-looking or rich, but at least they've got each other. Then fortune smiles on them. They hear about a shipwreck on the shores of Ireland of 61 bales of contraband cocaine worth 7 million euros each. So this is their big chance. Even if they get caught, as 15-year-olds, they'll avoid doing hard time, they say. So they set off across the country on two stolen bikes to find their one lucky bale of coke. But what they don't know is they're being chased by a vengeful cop, a deranged drug dealer, and a vicious hood. Will their friendship and their lives survive this great road trip? This is a fun, laddish dramedy about life as teens, working class teens in Ireland. Cute movie. Before the Streets, written and directed by Chloe Lariche. Shanuk, played by Rico Belmar, lives a nice life in his Atikamekw community with his little sister and her baby, their mom, and stepdad. He hangs with his best friend, and his on-again, off-again girlfriend plays the drum, sings, smoking grass, exploring the land. But things start to go bad when his stepdad, a cop on the reserve, takes away his bingo winnings. Now he's broke, so he agrees to act as a guide for Thomas, a Quebecois he meets at the liquor dealer's home. Thomas says he'll just take the stuff rich folks, city folks, leave behind in their summer cottages. But the very first burglary ends in disaster, and Shanuk flees into the woods in horror. He's taken in by strangers, an elder and her granddaughter, who nurse him back to health. Reading his face, she tells him he's got to talk with someone about what happened. She wraps tobacco in a piece of red cloth and tells him, go to a sweatshop on a sweat lodge on a nearby island. He takes her offering, but ends up stowing it away and returning home as if nothing has happened. But his cop stepdad is investigating the very case, and Shanuk's crime, he's covering it up. Far from relieved, Shanuk is racked with guilt and self-loathing for what he did, and his bad feelings spread to the rest of his family. His stepdad takes it out on him, forcing him into a horrible job killing stray dogs. He can't take it anymore. Finally, he heads off to his last hope, the sweat lodge, though he's sure it won't do any good. So Before the Streets is a first feature film, different from anything I've ever seen. The roles are played by non-actors from the director's own First Nation community, and all dialogue is in their language. And it's shot entirely from an Aboriginal point of view, incorporating the director's culture, her language, customs, music, their sweat lodges, smudging, gift-giving, as well as negative issues like suicide, depression, and domestic violence. This is a very interesting and informative first film. Landmine opens today in Toronto. Check your local listings. Young Offenders and Before the Streets are two of the movies playing right now at the Next Wave Film Festival, which shows movies and has events for free if you're under 25. Go to tiff.net for details. This is Daniel Garber, the movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.